Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Where new food is food news, and food news is good news. Can you say that three times?
That.
Yeah. Ever dipped a Twizzler in chocolate?
No.
If you have, then this is the food show for you. Marcus, get out.
I'm gone.
If you haven't, well, then you can buy one that's already been dipped at the flea market on South Cedros in Solana Beach.
I've done that.
They're very good.
Yeah.
They have a lot of cool stuff there. I also get my wholesale rabbit meat there, which isn't so wholesale when you get it from these guys. But here they also have other chocolate-dipped popular movie theater candies like gummy worms, gummy bears, and Oreos. Personally, I like to see a chocolate-dipped circus peanut, but people tell me that I'm the only one that likes those freaky things. It's in the shape of a peanut, but it's orange-colored, vanilla-flavored, and apparently made of some kind of edible styrofoam. It causes cancer when injected directly into lab rats, but you know what? I still like them. They go great, chopped up and swirled into brownie batter. They get melty. People like the marshmallow swirling thing, so there's no good reason not to like these for the same reason. Who's with me? You're nodding.
Cricket. Are you nodding? Cricket.
He's not nodding, folks. He's just staring at me.
I'm not a fan of marshmallows, and I'm not a fan of the circus peanuts.
But they're vanilla flavored, and
I
they're orange colored.
Vanilla flavor.
And you like orange color?
I do like orange color. I don't like the marshmallow texture.
Well, I don't like to normally eat styrofoam, but these things are good.
Okay.
Let's make a cocktail with marshmallow-flavored vodka, add some cream, and then some orange coloring, and voila, a circus peanut cocktail.
I would love one.
I would pay good money for one of those.
Yeah.
Actually, it's amazing that those things are still in circulation. It could also be that all the stores are trying to use up inventory they bought 50 years ago. It's not like you could ever tell. They're supposed to taste kind of stale. It's part of their charm. Today on Food Fight, we'll be discussing cooking with licorice, which Marcus hates. We'll also be covering the latest FDA tidbit and a newsflash. Big food companies are trying to poison you. After that, we'll tell you what you can do with that parsnip. That's all coming up today on Food Fight. So licorice, cooking with licorice, we were talking about this on the last show for a quick second. You can make all kinds of like baked treats, cookies and blondies and brownies and tasty dessert-y type things with licorice. It's a groovy extract from the licorice root, but its notorious Black Death flavor and the inspiration for NyQuil has a lot more uses than just punishing all the little kids who come to bother you on Halloween. It's also a great flavoring all by itself, and it can be used a ton of different ways. In fact, let's start a movement right now on Food Fight. Licorice. We're bringing it back.
Licorice tea is really good. If you get licorice root and you make tea out of it, it's not bad at all. It's nice.
Not bad. I actually like that stuff. It was popular like 100 years ago when it was all there was when it came to candy. There was licorice and molasses and something called whorehound. Right?
It sounds dirty.
Yeah. Well, it's a strong-smelling, hairy relative of the mint plant. It's like the mint plant's werewolf cousin. And maybe like a root beer flavor, which is like a sassafras extract, or a sarsaparilla flavor, which is very similar. So it's medicine-flavored candy, or its nastier cousin. That's pretty much what people had in the way of candy like 200 years ago. And that was considered like a luxury. It wasn't necessary, and it was still bad for your teeth. Now we're completely spoiled when it comes to sweets. Sweets are actually tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. So we fickle customers shun the old-fashioned and more medicinal flavors. To that, I say, ha! We're bringing it back. Because you know what licorice flavor does for you?
What's that?
Real licorice cures asthma, athlete's foot, baldness, body odor, bursitis, canker sores, chronic fatigue, depression, colds, flu, coughs, dandruff, emphysema, gingivitis, ulcers, liver problems, Lyme disease, menopause, tendonitis, tuberculosis, and gout.
So what is it like when you cure menopause?
I don't know. You get older.
Okay. You just go through it like...
I don't think you get younger.
No, I was just curious because I thought it was just a stage.
It eases the symptoms. It doesn't make menopause disappear.
I was like,
that
how does
would
that?
Be awesome. But it gets rid of all the symptoms.
So it's like it's just some weird
thing.
It's
an end-all, be-all medicine for menopausal symptoms. I mean, you use like strong licorice root. None of that matters at all today because we're talking about licorice extract, which is mostly artificially flavored.
Yeah.
Do you think I just lost all the listeners on that one? Oh, well, it's not going to do anything for me. Click.
well, then.
Seriously, a drop of licorice flavor can really add dimension and a solid base to many other flavors that you use already in your own cooking, like chocolate flavors, orange, cinnamon, and others useful in baking. Vanilla goes great with vanilla. So who doesn't make baked goods with vanilla?
Nobody.
Like everyone does use vanilla all the time. Yeah. Okay, whenever you want to make something not taste like flour and sugar, what do you do? You put vanilla in
it. You put vanilla in it.
You can put a drop of licorice in there. No one can really ever taste it.
Got it.
It adds more dimension and base, which I find to be awesome. The FDA, however, our friend, the FDA, says you should beware of licorice, despite its 5,000-year reputation as a cure-all. Because one patient in a 40-year-plus study group experienced heart arrhythmia when he was fed too many ounces of black licorice made with the real thing. A likely scenario in any study of 40-year-olds. And they say also that you should steer clear of Twizzlers and Good and Plenties. First of all, folks, this is ripe coming from an organization that says the same anti-foaming chemical used in Silly Putty is perfectly healthy when added to our chicken McNuggets. And secondly, if they bothered to do their homework, they'd know that there is so little real black licorice in these candies that you'd have to eat 50 pounds of them and would likely die of sugar shock first. But more on that later. Aside from using a drop of licorice to stabilize a lot of flavors in baked treats, you can add licorice all by itself as a flavor, uncomplicated, to a brownie batter, any kind of cookie. In fact, lots of German and Jewish bakery items are flavored with anise, which is very similar. So you know there are already fans, and they're traditional type cookies. They're all really great. These types of treats are terrific with breakfast, and they help settle your stomach, which is great for when you have like a stressful day ahead of you.
There's a lot of actually sausages made with anise also. So
and people love those. Italian sausage, same thing. They're delicious. People love them. Do you know why? It's licorice flavored meat. It goes with meat.
Meat.
I mean, you had me at meat.
And cookies.
Right, and meat and cookies.
Sugar,
hopefully
sausage,
not at the same
cookies.
Time. Do you like biscotti?
I love biscotti.
Then you like licorice and you don't know it.
Hmm.
Traditional biscotti has anise.
That's right.
Right?
Anise.
So clearly this flavor goes great with coffee. Try a drop of licorice extract and homemade whipped cream and use it on top of lattes, mochas, and hot chocolates. Add a drop to chocolate chip cookie dough, carrot cake batter, spice-flavored cakes, or cupcakes. Stir it into caramel for pouring over ice cream. Take the ice cream maker out of its box in your pantry, in your garage, you know you have one, and make some black licorice ice cream with black food coloring and go the whole nine yards. Great for fall, by the way. And it goes fabulously and famously with orange sherbet in a Canadian flavor of ice cream called Tiger Tail, which I grew up on being a native Canadian myself and spending most of my childhood eating vegetables and wearing flannel. But that's more for another show. I was raised on granola.
Raised on granola and Tiger Tail.
And Tiger Tail. Ice cream, black licorice ice cream, swirled, striped with orange sherbet in the same scoop.
That sounds really cool.
It's black and orange colored. It's cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very limited number of ice cream places that still make this stuff, but everyone who's ever had it loves it and is hooked on it, addicted to it. Cinnamon goes great with licorice, so adding a drop to cinnamon makes a much more interesting flavor than just putting cinnamon in something all by itself. Stir it into chocolate to use to dip your strawberries or bananas or any other chocolate-covered anything, especially candied orange peel, because it goes insanely well with orange, hence the Tiger Tail Canadian ice cream. Stir a drop or two into some cake icing. It's very, very subtle and makes the cake so much less plain. Stir it into chocolate pudding mix from a box. Makes them way tastier. You can also use your licorice extract enhanced caramel for dipping candy apples. And if you throw some black food coloring in there, it is now licorice caramel dipped apples.
Ooh.
Great for Halloween. Give them to all your friends.
Any
kid with a loose tooth
there
pops right out.
There you go.
Great. Very handy. And for non-desserts, add a drop to barbecue sauce is ridiculous over pulled pork or any kind of Chinese spiced meat, since there's a lot of anise and Chinese five spice in those already. You're already comfortable, folks, with the flavor being there. Any kind of marinade, and now ask me if it goes with peanut butter.
Hey, Claire, does black licorice or just licorice go with peanut butter?
No, it does not.
What?
This list will be going up on our website, foodfightradio.com, so if you missed any of that, don't worry, we've got you covered. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, would you be so hungry for fast food if you knew it was poisoning you and that those companies are doing it on purpose? Knowing what's in your Happy Meal might make you a bit angry. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Eat in, take out, or delivery. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com. Limited delivery area.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to the only food show that'll tell you burgers are toxic and then tell you where to get the best one. Like us. Tell us. We thrive on your approval email. Seriously, I love reading those things. And if you have anything negative to say, then you can send it to Marcus at marcuswasright@foodfightradio.com. I'm just kidding. Marcus is never right.
Yeah.
I jest. Folks, if you're new to the program, I'm Claire Katz, a chef by trade and a serious pain in the butt by nature. And with me in studio is my twin brother, Chef Marcus. Go ahead and check out our similarity on our website. You'll be amazed. He's tons of fun, and I'm no fun at all. In other countries, we actually play the Spice Girls really loud to drive our enemies crazy. I say we can make them even more manic with our fast food.
Yes.
We'll get them addicted, and then we'll cut them off. Ha! Welcome to our world. Now what are you going to do? Give us your WMDs and maybe we'll put in a McDonald's. Ha! And checkmate. Check and mate, folks. So knowing what's in your Happy Meal might make you angry. I have kids, and unlike Marcus, I'm not home every night making vegan slurry for the family, so I eat at McDonald's from time to time. I've just learned that's bad.
Yes.
And being, you know, just like a lot of you folks, I figured it probably wasn't necessarily good for me, but I also figured it wasn't particularly bad for me either. Until some good friends of mine reported extreme bloating and tiredness and an all-around sick feeling while traveling. Well, you know me. The first thing I blamed was the vegetables. I make it no secret about how foodborne illness comes from contaminated uncooked greens 90% of the time, as I myself was recently poisoned by a pure, angelic, little unassuming blackberry. But until I started my investigation into the specifics of fast food, I had no idea just how bad it is for you.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's horrible.
You know what I recently learned about a McNugget?
Please, please tell me.
It is only 50% chicken.
Now, is this the whole thing or the outside and inside?
This is the whole thing. Okay. It's 50% chicken. And
50% chicken. A chicken McNugget is 50%
chicken. And the it's kind of like bad that you're dropping them in sizzling hot oil until the pieces are brown, crispy, and tasty, right? Mm. So there's the oil.
Yeah.
But they also have a dash of, get this word, dimethyl polysiloxane.
Dimethylpolysiloxane.
It's really hard to say, and I'm probably saying it wrong. I could spell it, but we don't have that much time. It's an anti-foaming agent made of silicone that's also used in silly putty and cosmetics.
Nice.
Doesn't that sound tasty?
Silly putty.
Sounds delicious. I'm getting hungry already for someone's head on a stick.
Yeah.
They also have a heaping teaspoon of tertiary butyl hydroquinone. They've shortened this to TBHQ.
Fuel or no?
It's a chemical and a preservative used in butane.
Oh, geez.
So lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid.
Right? So our McNuggets are flammable, I assume. They're going up like Roman candles.
No, they
throw them in boiling oil. Yeah, that's like a fire hazard, isn't it? You might as well be like boiling a stick of dynamite.
McDonald's workers should be getting hazard pay.
This is awesome. 1 gram of TBHQ can cause nausea, vomiting, ringing in the ears, which that's an interesting symptom, delirium, a sense of suffocation, meaning you feel like someone is smothering you with a pillow,
and
collapse.
Let me get 40 of those for $8, please.
Yeah, that's like a few dozen nuggets, by the way. 1 gram of TBHQ is like a few dozen nuggets, and I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all had a few dozen nuggets in college. When we were
experimenting
with other things among fast food.
I'm really hungry right now.
We were all experimenting with who can eat the most nuggets. We've all played that game.
Yeah. Oh, what a horrible game.
Yeah. And the worst part is I think I've won a few times.
Oh, no.
5 grams of TBHQ can kill you. Can actually kill you. There's like 13 corn-derived ingredients, and then you're still about 20 ingredients shy.
Wow.
Yeah. There are so many ingredients in a McNugget. And hopefully, they're using actual pulverized chicken skin in there and mechanically reclaimed meat.
So now, would that be the chicken version of pink slime?
Okay. Yes.
Reclaimed meat.
100% is. That's what reclaimed meat is because pink slime that they also are so gracious to put in their burgers.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same process.
So pink slime is beef.
It gets piped through pipes which get exposed to ammonia gas.
Mm-hmm.
So there is ammonia now in the nuggets, but there's ammonia in the meat. So why would we feel bad about getting a little more?
So would that be yellow slime?
I don't know. I guess yellow slime or feathery slime.
Feathery slime.
Feathered slime.
Fluffy slime.
These chickens don't have feathers, people.
No.
It's like a nugget that's hopping around eating pellets off the ground.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It's pretty much what it
is. Little chicken bones sticking out the bottom. Nuggets. They're not chickens. They haven't been chickens for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. What are they? They're raised now without beaks. They're even bred without beaks and without fully functional feet and without feathers.
It's not like they need to. They don't fly.
No.
They don't need the feathers.
They don't need the feathers to protect them from the
sun.
They're
stuck in a little cage cube, so it's not like they need to walk. And the beaks, they're only going to use to peck each other.
Yeah.
And they can feed these things intravenously.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah.
Yet,
this is
overfeeding
the life of a
geese
nugget chicken.
And duck is bad.
Nugget chickens are a completely different species of chicken. Soon, they're going to be zombie chickens, and they're going to take over the world.
Ooh.
McDonald's claims that their nuggets are, quote, made with white meat wrapped in a crisp tempura batter.
Tempura?
Right.
When was the last time they had tempura?
I don't think they know what the meaning of that word is because they're using it wrong.
It's fancy. Tempura.
Chicken accounts for 50% of a chicken McNugget. The other 50% is a large percentage of corn derivatives, some sugar, some leavening agents, and other completely synthetic ingredients, meaning that parts of the nugget do not come from a field at all. They come from a petroleum plant.
Leavening agents. Just so you all know, that makes them fluffy. So it's a dense little piece, and the leavening agent will make them seem like chicken meat.
Yeah.
That's what makes them appear
like
to
dough
be spongy.
When it rises and turns into a dough nut.
So this meat needs a leavening agent to appear to be meat.
So back in 2003, after which they developed a new and improved healthier chicken McNugget. A federal judge called McNuggets a McFrankenstein creation of various elements not utilized by the home cook. That's really simplifying.
Yeah.
I think. Although I do like the term McFrankenstein.
McFrankenstein.
That's not bad. Chicken at any fast food restaurant in general, in case you want to be, you know, maybe not demonizing your favorite place to hang out with your kids, because they do have that very attractive playland that everyone likes to take their kids to, so their kids will leave them alone and they can actually talk to their spouse for 20 minutes.
I've been there. I'm guilty. I've done it. I plan on doing it again
and
in the future.
And that's what happens when you go there. You eat. Mm-hmm. You do get McDonald's food.
I believe I have to. I think it's like admission.
Well, they'll kick you out if you don't.
Fry.
They put signs up.
I've never seen those signs.
And you can't bring in your own food.
If they get mad at me, I'll just
there's a sign where
meet.
They say no outside food. Mm-hmm. Like if they see you coming in with like a Subway or any kind of sandwich, they will kick you out of there.
I don't think so. That's a fear, but I don't think they get paid enough to actually be willing to kick someone out.
Well, you know, God forbid there's a McManager.
McManager.
Hanging around. He doesn't care. McManager doesn't
care. They don't care. Yeah, it's not worth their time.
Folks, trust me, they're not getting paid enough to really care.
To really
bring
care
your
to
own
out.
Sandwich to a McDonald's the next time you take your kids
if
there.
If you're going to buy a water from them or something stupid, if you feel like you should. If you're feeling guilty.
The ice cream cone's not that bad.
Yeah, it's
only got
potato.
40 ingredients in it. It's okay. I mean, it's really tasty plastic, folks.
It is.
I mean, it's
just,
it's really, really good. And then the cardboard cone is
very full of fiber.
It's got fiber.
It's got fiber.
Plenty of fiber in there to help you digest the plastic.
Don't they make espressos now or lattes? Can't you just buy one
of
those?
They do, but you know me, I'm lactose intolerant.
Well,
so that's really not gonna. With the you know what? I'd rather have the plastic ice cream. If you have chicken at any fast food restaurant, the ingredient list will be still dozens of items longer than the egg, flour, chicken, and oil recipe you probably use at home. But when is the last time anyone made fried chicken at home? It's a pain, and you actually have to watch the chicken going into the oil and bubbling around. It just kind of reminds you of how fattening it is. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Go to KFC. Get your chicken at KFC. That's all they make there. They specialize in it.
Yep.
Pretty tasty.
How many are they really chemical ridden too, or they're not so bad?
They're actually not as bad. They have dozens of ingredients in them, but still a couple of dozen less than the average chicken nugget.
Mm-hmm.
So really, just don't get anything that is particle chicken.
Yeah.
At least KFC is a real piece of chicken in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. So you know you're safe.
You're
safe-ish.
You're safe-ish.
You're relatively safe.
Breading still breading.
Yeah, I mean you're not eating silly putty.
No, you're not. You're not eating home cooked meal, but you're not eating silly
it's
putty.
It's got a ton of MSG in it, but we're used to that. It's almost a vitamin at this point in the American diet. In fact, for drive-thrus, just the sight of a drive-thru makes people hungry and stressed. People taking readings on if you see drive-thru signs, it makes you physically stressed, which slows your metabolism. And you haven't even eaten it yet.
Yep.
That's really messed up.
And isn't the colors red and yellow also stress you out and make you hungry?
They stress you out and make you hungry and angry. So you're eating angry. Folks, don't eat angry.
Poor drive-through people.
Just,
no wonder
bad.
Everybody's mad at them.
Well, no wonder they're mad back.
Well, they're inside. They're probably around the other colors.
They're instigating. I'm telling you, every time I go through a drive-through, they're instigating me. I mean, they're just kind of tempting me to get super mad at them.
Welcome
with their
to
own
Good
behavior.
Burger. How are you going to be good to me or mean to me today? Yeah, you can get that. Yeah, you can have that special.
Do
no, you
know
can't get it for free.
Who does not put any silly putty or butane or bromide in their food?
Dine in tonight.
Woo-hoo! You got it.
Yay!
I was going to make it multiple choice, but you got it. First time out of the box. Good for you.
I'm getting a cookie.
I'm going to get you a new cookie. Get you a new yo-yo, maybe.
Ooh,
I know I've been promising
yo-yos.
One for a long time.
Yeah.
Everything Dine In Tonight makes is made fresh with only healthy ingredients with minimal processing and pretty much nothing ever pre-made or pre-prepared, which means nearly no preservatives. And they use spices and herbs to bring out the flavors of the food, not salt, and certainly no MSG. Dine In Tonight makes a sumac-crusted steak with pomegranate reduction that will curl your toes, and a cocoa and spice-rubbed roasted chicken, Dolly Parton's Dollywood style, that'll make you rethink everything you thought you knew about chicken, and certainly what you now know about chicken McNuggets. Ridiculous. This is just two of Dine In Tonight's incredible meals. They have 100, which they make fresh, and every day they deliver it right to your door, right at dinner time. They deliver it, you eat it, you're done. No dishes, no shopping, no parking, no energy. You actually get to sit and enjoy your family for once.
I hate dishes so much. Yeah, that's why I love Dine. I don't need to wash anything. It's great.
Call them today for some fresh, well-seasoned perspective. Everything they make is fresh, super delicious, and always $10 an entree. And that's all. No tipping the drivers. They get paid very well. And no delivery fees. It's a good manly sized entree, by the way. Sign up for either 3 or 5 nights a week. Get a whole extra week free when you use promo code KCBQ, or just call them at 888-64-MEALS. That's dine in tonight. Dine in, the number 2, N-I-T-E, where your fresh gourmet dinners are always just $10. You can also sign up online at
dineintonight.com.
That's D-I-N-E-I-N, the number 2, night.com. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, we'll tell you what you can do with that parsnip. Getting to the penetrating parsnip particulars when we come back. This is Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through 8th grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating
education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different. And suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including hearts on fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, the only food show with roots. Okay, parsnips to be sure, but roots.
They're root vegetables, yeah.
You know what you can do with that parsnip?
What can you do with that parsnip?
Well, I'll tell you. Parsnips are native to Eurasia, and they were cultivated by the Romans. Mm. There was really nothing that the Romans didn't cultivate.
No, if they found they cultivated.
They really knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
I think they invented the first hydroponic pot farm.
I bet they did.
I could be wrong. High in minerals, especially potassium, antioxidants, and fiber. They look like big yellowy carrots. You may want to hold off on growing them yourself, though, as handling the leaves and stems can give you a rash.
Ah.
So buy them from a store. try to get them organic. If you don't, it doesn't matter.
Root vegetables are one of the things that you can avoid getting organic and still be safe. Yep.
Yeah, save the money. Don't get those organic. Get them regular and then, you know, go get like an organic peach.
Or tomato, yeah.
You know, anything that has a porous skin is going to absorb stuff. The stuff that grows underground or really doesn't have a porous skin that you're going to be like really hacking the skin off anyway doesn't really matter so much. So, you know, put your money where it counts. The flavor of a parsnip is described as sweet, tangy, and pungent, and it's got a very interesting flavor, very easy to recognize, so there's no sneaking them in. Your kids are going to know that these are not potatoes. I love, by the way, what these do for soups and stews.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And if you're sick and tired of making your soups and stews with potatoes, you can put them in instead. They're great also roasted. What else can you do with this terrific tuber? You can boil them until they're soft and mash them like potatoes.
Mm-hmm. I like chopping them up, sauteing them with just a little bit of honey and have them as a side dish.
Ooh, yeah. Honey.
Yeah.
Orange zest also.
Yeah,
throw really a little orange zest on there. That could be good. They're great with grated cheese or a nice molasses-infused butter. You can turn them into french fries and fry them in peanut oil.
That would be a lot of fun. I haven't tried that yet. I've made a carrot cake, but a parsnip cake.
Ooh.
It's a little more spicier, so it's definitely great for the holidays. It's
well,
a
that'd be
fun
pretty
little
good.
Treat.
Just about everyone's had sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
Those have experienced like a huge like trend. They're
exactly.
they're very popular right now. Well, parsnips are kind of similar.
Yeah, they have the same health benefits as sweet potatoes.
And not only that, sweet potatoes are mushy.
Mushy.
Right?
Yes.
So you get a mushier fry. Mm-hmm. With a parsnip, it's less mushy.
It has more fiber, so it'll hold together a little bit better.
A little bit more rubbery, but also very, very good as a french fry. You can dip them into a special ketchup that you can make stirred together with a little white truffle oil. Little white truffle ketchup.
Love white truffle.
Yeah, makes your parsnip fries extra special. That's a great game day snack, too, if you really want to impress your buddies when they come over, you know, if they're not making fun of you for wearing your wife's apron and serving them crudité. Dude, sit down. You're embarrassing me. A pureed parsnip and carrot soup with salt and pepper and a dash of nutmeg and cream is outrageously good. You can make it in your blender. Way more satisfying than
pureed,
a Big Mac.
Parsnips, a little bit of liquid smoke, or if you want to just smoke them yourself, if you have a smoker, you know, do that. Brings out the flavor really well, that with potatoes. A little bit of whole butter, like beluga butter on top. It's so good as a side dish for any, like, roasted game bird.
That sounds really, really good.
Oh, yeah, it's so
and
good.
Again, doing this show makes me hungry.
Yep.
You can put the puree of parsnip into a Bisquick or any kind of baking mix. Anything you're making with it, waffles, pancakes, dumplings, biscuits, just about anything you might be making with any kind of baking mix. You can stick the puree in there, and it's extremely tasty. It doesn't even change the color. Slice them thin and bake them together in a parsnip au gratin. Mm. That could be very, very good. They go great with potatoes, beets, carrots, or rutabaga. So anything that you might do with a potato, a beet, a carrot, or a rutabaga.
Rutabaga.
Rutabaga. I love that word. anything that you do with those things would be really, really good. They also go great with rosemary, especially roasted. So a pureed soup of also another pureed soup that you can do is parsnips, carrots, and some orange juice.
It's really nice. Now, if you have vegan friends and they're coming over for dinner, you want to make like a little roast for them too, or you are a vegan. If you make seitan and you have pureed parsnip in with your seitan to make the roast, seitan is a wheat protein. It comes out almost just like a beef roast. It's very similar and very nice.
I'm still going to go for the beef.
Oh, I know.
With a side of parsnips, right? So if you want to make this the recipe, we're going to stick the recipe for this along with our little cheat sheet list of cool things you can do with parsnips up on our website. You will be so hooked on parsnips. Just like your, you know, McDonald's with their ridiculous silly putty fries. Mm-hmm. That's just gross, you know?
It turns my stomach whenever I think about it.
Silly putty ingredients and butane, lighter fluid.
Chicken.
Just think putting
look
things
at, look,
like,
look at thing and just
you're cleaning your
thing
pool with this stuff. Bromide. Some people put bromide in the preparation of the particle chicken. Just, it's absolutely disgusting.
Bromide.
You know that stuff that you put in your spa? In your hot tub.
It was a bro thing, like, hey, what's up, bro, mate?
No, it's a chemical. And people put it in their hot tubs to kill germs. Gross. You're eating it in your piece of chicken.
It's like a chlorine.
It's like a chlorine. Yeah, and if you touch it and then touch your skin with it, it'll burn you.
Yeah, that's
nasty. Yeah. You can chop up parsnips and you can add them to a curry with some cashews. Very, very good. Just getting hungrier here. Roast them along with the silky chickens that you bought after last week's show. I know you all did that, right?
Here's a fun, fancy thing you can do. Take your vegetable peeler. Once you peel the parsnip, just use a vegetable peeler, peel it all the way down until it's nothing. So you have these thin strips. Put it in cold water for an hour, and they'll start folding. It'll be these cool little shapes. Just toss it in a salad, and it'll give a little zing to your salad and be a neat little like.
So you need a parsnip and a carrot peeler.
Yeah, parsnip, carrot peeler. That's it.
That's it.
And a cup of water, bowl of water.
Just strips. Thin little strips, because they curl up like Christmas ribbon.
Yep.
Aw.
And it's really cool. And then you have them
in
your salad.
And they're pretty.
Pretty.
You can throw a few drops of food coloring in there to change the color. You could have some purple ones, some pink ones, some blue ones, some green ones.
Yeah.
Your kids will totally eat that salad. I don't feel bad about giving them crushed up cochineal bugs and the red food coloring.
No.
That doesn't make me feel bad. At least they're not eating chicken McNuggets.
No.
Uh-uh. Ugh. At least they're not eating a healthy piece of chicken.
Yeah, at least here's a piece
crushed
of chicken.
Crushed up bugs or silly putty anti-foaming and leavening agent. Crushed up bugs. They're natural.
Yeah.
Right? What's so bad about a bug? I mean, your family's not going to eat the crushed up bug food.
Not on purpose.
But mine will. I will feed it to them all day and every day rather than let them eat chicken nuggets. Nah. You can serve parsnips with butter and allspice just for a quickie side dish, and you can roast them or you can saute them. You don't have to put them in the oven.
Yeah.
They do saute up quite nicely. You can also add them to a canned soup.
Mm-hmm. Now, sauteing parsnips, they have more sugar than carrots, so they'll get that nice brown color on them, too, when you're sauteing them. Just
which means they get crispy on the outside.
Crispy and pretty.
Now, originally, before people discovered sugar beets, people were using parsnips as a sweetener.
Oh, wow. That makes
pretty
a lot more sense.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
What are some desserts that you can make with parsnips?
Parsnips?
Like grated parsnips. People make carrot cake.
Yeah, just bringing up
and spice cake and stuff like that. What kind of stuff can you do with a parsnip in its place? Because it is sweeter.
Yeah. So I brought up earlier making a parsnip cake as opposed to carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you grate it and you just blanch it or cook it real quick, it will fold right into any pudding, kind of like as opposed to coconut shreds, you use parsnip shreds. And it gives it that bite, but it also gives it a little bit of spice. It's a lot of fun.
What about tapioca?
Tapioca, maybe.
People do put shredded coconut in tapioca.
That's true. Then,
so you could probably get away with that.
I was thinking of chocolate pudding, but tapioca pudding would probably be just as good also.
Now, what about using a puree in some sort of icing or frosting or topping?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you make it into a meringue or a homemade whipped cream?
Not a meringue, but definitely a whipped cream.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, it would be pretty good.
A couple extra spices.
A drop of
vanilla. Parsnips go good with vanilla.
I bet it'd be really good if you pureed it, mix it with your cream cheese for a red velvet cake, and give your cream cheese dressing a little more of a zing.
Well, that could be really, really good.
Yeah, because everybody's trying to redefine their own red velvet.
I would actually eat that red velvet because most of the time it's just regular vanilla cake into which someone has dropped some red food coloring.
It's supposed to be chocolate cake.
And folks, I believe I've ranted about that. That's one of the things that really irks me.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me. It ticks me off.
Red velvet cake is just red cake. No.
It's not.
It's a deep, rich chocolate cake with
cream
cheese.
It has chocolate in it. And it's not red. It's supposed to be maroon.
Mm-hmm.
You maroon.
I wanted to.
You know,
say
anyone
that.
Anyone who says that. I stole your line.
I was like, you maroon.
The one clever thing you would have said all day long, and I
angst
pulled the rug right out from under
How
you.
How dare you?
Yeah, well, it won't be the last time.
No.
Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, we've got a review of a popular, trendy restaurant that everyone goes to. Did I mention it's all vegan?
Ooh.
Even the meat is house made. Wah, wah, wah. I've said less than complimentary things about vegan food in the past, and nothing has changed. Don't worry, folks. Claire has not gone weird on you. I still love meat more than mulch, but I'm going to review them anyway. They deserve that much. They're pretty interesting. Besides, I'm not sure that in their weakened condition they can handle a negative comment. It's a report on trepidatiously testing trendy tofu. Here on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes
include maple-glazed baby back ribs.
Oh, hello! How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce? Roasted red snapper? Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz, still recovering from the cross-legged coma induced by a bowl of lentil and man-made meat. Wow, I think I'm health food intolerant.
My brother just texted me. He wanted to remind me to talk about wrapped bacon with parsnips. You shaved the parsnips
did, huh?
Like I did before?
He did. You think that by telling me your brother texted you that... That, really?
Well, they do that all the time. Whenever I avoid bacon recipes, they're like, you forgot this bacon recipe, you forgot that bacon recipe. I'm like, oh, stop it. You got
well, that's because they know that I love bacon, you know, and you're sick and tired of it.
It's great with eggs
in
the morning.
They like to pick on you almost as much as I do.
Oh, more so.
I got to spend some more time with these guys.
They actually punched me.
I'm sure you had it coming. So tell me what you can do with parsnips and bacon.
So you'll take a mandolin or you slice them really thin, or even the peeler, like I said before. And then you'll have some par-cooked bacon, put it on top of the parsnip, roll it up, put a toothpick through it, and roast it. The parsnip will get soft and sweet. The bacon will release some of the fat that will be absorbed in the parsnip and get crispy. So it'll be a soft, sweet, crispy treat for, I don't know, an hors d'oeuvre at a party.
So basically what you're making is a parsnip appetizer that is softened and moisturized entirely by bacon fat.
Yes.
That is awesome. I'm going to need that recipe. Or the next time I have you guys over, you can make me that and
I'll
bring it to me.
Happy to make
you
that.
Ooh, crispy bacon, tangy, delicious, parsnippy. Woo.
Yeah.
That could be really, really... You know what, folks? We're going to put that recipe up on the website. That sounds really good. I am so glad that your brother fake texted you during the show so that you could tell me about that. That is awesome. So... Recently, a dear friend of mine who loves vegan food and everything it stands for and shall remain anonymous, okay, it's Marcus's wife, had me join her at an all-vegan eatery, and just having had our souls cleansed, massaged, and manicured at the wonderful Apothecary Spa on Oceanside, I figured I should keep my chakras squeaky clean for a little while longer, so we joined the very long line in front of Native Foods in Encinitas. They have a ton of locations, and there's probably one pretty close to you, but if you're a vegan, you probably don't have the energy to make it there. We waited in line without flashing the Food Fight Radio credentials, as this has been known to incite terror in health food places. Not sure why, and I didn't want to scare them. Poor little things. You order at the counter any number of tasty-sounding things, and here's a tip for deciphering their menu. If something is called native sausage or native cheese or native chicken wings, that means that it is not that thing. To be vegan means no dairy, meat, or cheese, or eggs, or meat, or any kind of meat, or also any kind of animal, or meat, or dairy, or meat. You know what? That's just too many no-nos for me. I can't handle that. I can't live my life that way, and I just have to assume it takes a great deal of either determination or programming to pull this off. So order I did, and fork I did lift, and soup I did slurp. We had the African peanut soup. No problem here, since I make this non-meat starter all the time, and it's reliably rich and warming. A good start. We ordered the nachos with the native meat and native cheese and native crema. As a second, and folks, that's a lot of substitutions for one dish. At least the chips were real. The cheese was made out of hummus, though, and I don't think it would have been too difficult to go to the store and get some of that trippy vegan cheese that actually melts and kind of looks like real cheese on there to give my nachos a familiar gooiness. We both had a bit of a problem with that, and I really don't think that expecting a little cheesy, melty goodness is asking too much. I think that vegans love their fake cheese. They do. You know why? Because cheese is gooey and it glues stuff together and it makes that food easier to eat. So I couldn't eat my Bangkok curry earth bowl. It was called an earth bowl. They have a whole list on the menu of earth bowls. Either because I was already full or because my stomach was starting to catch on, my friend had a portobello and native fake meat burger, which was probably relatively palatable, but I kind of wanted to save room for my vegan strawberry shortcake, made with veggie whipped cream topping, and an all-vegan chocolate brownie. Unfortunately, the poor little sweethearts in the kitchen topped the brownie with real chocolate chips, the majority of which are made with butter, fats, and milk. Oh no! And if word got out, there would be a public scandal with angry mobbing vegans chanting about their moral outrage. I kept this terrifying secret all to myself and tried to make the best of my slightly broccoli-flavored strawberry shortcake icing. It's a good thing I like broccoli, and I've certainly eaten worse things. My friend informed me that this was rather good for vegan food, and they certainly made a big deal out of their house-made drinks like watermelon fresca. Overreaching food from a group of entrepreneurial vegans whose motto is painted in giant letters on the wall, "In photosynthesis, we trust." Yeah, yeah, I'm a plant. Ooh, I turn sunlight into complex sugars. Big deal. Can you moo? That's the question I'd really like to have answered by my food. Did I have a pretty good time? Sure. Did I eat an entire package of bacon when I got home? Yeah, you betcha. You can see photos of my recent descent into the vegan spiral of righteousness on our website at www.foodfightradio.com. And now let me tell you what's really been bothering me.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Remember when you were a kid and everyone always made a big deal about sharing? It was supposed to be really important, right? Everything was always share with your little sister, let your brother share your toys, and if you don't share, nobody will want to be your friend. Now, as a grown-up, sharing is bad. Ever tried to share your lunch at a restaurant? Don't let the waiter see you. They'll charge you extra. For sharing. For being polite. Now all of a sudden sharing is forbidden, is devious, is punishable by a fine. Who are these people? The food police? You've already paid a premium to have your meal cooked and carried. You hear that? Now this is your food. You bought it. Who are they to charge you more for giving some of it away? What are they upset about? The fact that they have to spit shine another plate? Screw them. I am not going to order another serving of food that I don't want just because you think we're trying to cheat you. We are not being deceitful. We're being healthy. I know how much fat you snuck into my Alfredo. Who's being deceitful now? You're giving me 9 servings of butter and putting a fake calorie count on your menu, and I'm supposed to feel bad for slipping a few forkfuls to my dining companion? You know what? We're not paying for that. That's wrong. I don't pay it. If some server reads me the riot act about sharing my food that I just paid way more than it's worth and now belongs to me, I give them a hard time right back about how they are trying to fatten up Americans by forcing them to order extra dinners that they don't need just to avoid a ridiculous sharing fee, and I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of charging me for something that's already mine. We must all demand for those types of fees to be removed from the check. if it ever gets that far. My guess is that as soon as you open your big mouth and start calling them noodle Nazis, they'll probably leave you alone. Folks, this is a call to action. And charging $20 for the taking the cork out of my bottle of wine? Bite me. Restaurants don't care about you enjoying the food. They just want to squeeze you for every possible cent. That's why they're smiling at you. It's not because you're impressed with the fresh pepper steward. Folks, you could be shelling out $5 more for sharing the food you already paid for, and $20 more for having it with the wine you already own. Sound stupid? It is. And that cake I brought because the birthday girl is vegan, you're going to try and charge me for cutting that too? No, you're not, because I brought my own knife, and I know how to use it. But I'm not going to let it get me down. I love an opportunity to make a new waiter friend. And the best part is they'll really kiss your butt the rest of the time. Not because they want to provide great service, but because they're afraid. Very, very afraid. But folks, you know me. I'm going to continue to be the warm, sharing, caring, bright and shiny I always am. And I'm going to share and share alike, in spite of the noodle Nazis. You know who you are. Tune in next week for an astounding three-way food fight challenge for the best burger in San Diego. It's going to be brutal and tasty. And after a grueling review of dozens of great burger restaurants, there can be only one. We're going to get to the meat of it. Also, more food's on a stick. And pheasant. It's the new rabbit. All next week on your favorite food show. This is Claire Katz reminding you that every once in a while, it's a good idea to go out and kill your own dinner. Just so you don't lose your edge. That way, when the world ends, you'll guarantee your place in the last surviving tribe and nobody will eat you.
Have you heard the news? Bad things come in twos. But I never knew about the little things. Every single day, things get in my way. Someone has to pay for the little things.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.